Frustration comes when we are not ourselves. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Frustration comes when we are not ourselves. Why is it that we are not ourselves? Well, we look at the other side of the road and we see it's more beautiful than the side that we're on. We look at the other side of life and we see other people doing things that are more exciting than what we are doing. And when we look and see that, then we are distressed. We are unhappy. Would you like to be an Einstein? Someone who is thinking on that level of consciousness? Do you think Einstein was a happy person? Do you think that he was a fulfilled person? Do you think that he had great ideas and great enthusiasm for life? Or would you like to be a Mozart and be constantly having music flowing through your head that demanded to be written down and it just took over your whole life and made you do what it wanted you to do? Would you like to be a philosopher? A philosopher is a man who thinks at all times about whatever comes to his mind. He doesn't care. But he allows himself to think in the broadest scope that anyone could ever think. In the broadest scope that says all things are the allness, and yet everything is the nothingness. And all things that are the nothingness and the allness are things that make up our world. There are things that make up who and what we are. Now, is that what you want to think about? Is that what you want to put in your consciousness? Is that the direction you want to go with your life? Well, if that's the direction you want to go with your life, you're in for some very great surprises. Because when you do what you're designed to do, when you do what you're designed to do, what the reason that you're here on planet Earth, when you do whatever it is you're designed to do, the reason that you're here on planet Earth, when you do that, then frustration comes only when we are not ourselves. What comes when you are yourself? What comes when you are following your inner path? What comes when you are listening to that gentle, quiet, loving music within your soul, within your heart, within your being? Are you a human being? Are you touched by the world around you because it is glorious and good? Because you can find all the beauty in the world? Of course, you could find the negative too. It's up to you. It's all there. It's whatever your choice is. My choice is the good. What choice do you have in looking at the world? Frustration comes when we are not ourselves. What is it that is yourself? Are you a beautiful person? Are you a glorious person? Are you the kind of person that says the world is good and very good? Are you the kind of person that says life is fantastic? Life is magnificent? Are you the kind of person that lives in a mental realm, that lives in a spiritual realm, that lives in a human realm, that lives in a divine realm, that lives in an absolute realm? Well, all of these realms are totally unimportant. The only realm for you to live in, the only realm for me to live in, is the realm of the now. For when I live in the realm of the now, what I am doing, I am the happiest person that could ever be. And I'm the happiest person that could ever be because of one simple thing. I am listening to the voice in me right now. I have taken time to listen to the divine in me. I've taken time to listen to the real me. I don't listen to the frustrated me that is coming whenever I look at something and I say, oh, I wish I were that. I wish I could do that. I wish I could do those things. I wish I could be more loving. I'd love to be unconditionally loving. No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't love to be unconditionally loving, because when we are unconditionally loving, we don't know it. When we are a great musician, we don't know it. When we are a great lover of anything, we don't know it. We just are it. And frustration comes to us constantly when we are not being ourselves, when we are not following that inner voice. Now, how do you find out how to follow that inner voice? How do you find out how to listen to that inner voice? How do we know how to find it and be it and express it? We're in a human body, and our human body has problems now and then. It says, hey, I hurt, ouch, ouch, ouch. And we say, oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. And we say, oh, the doctor says this, and I'm saying that, and everybody says this. And what is really saying? We take time to go inside our own inner sanctuary, our own inner hospital, our own inner wellness clinic. We go into that inner self of us, and we say to the inner self of us, hey, my body's not getting the message of how perfect and wonderful I am. How come my body's not getting that message of how perfect and how wonderful I am? How come? How come? How come? And we cry and we cry and we cry. And our inner self says, well, if you would take time to be still and listen to me, listen to your divine self, listen to your real self speak to you, your real self is going to speak to you and say, you are your original purity and integrity. You are your original cause and effect. You are your original beingness. And that original beingness is wonderful. It is flawless. It is beautiful. But do you have time to listen to me? No. You got plenty of time to listen to your aches and pains. You got plenty of time to listen to the problems in the world. You got plenty of time to listen to all the activities going on in the world which please or displease you. But you don't have time to listen within. Oh, you marvel at Einstein. You say, what a great mind. Yeah. But you know, Einstein was only a great mind when he took time to listen within. Oh, he got busy, didn't bother with all the problems that are going on in the world. He got busy thinking that the atomic bomb was terrible and this should not happen and that should not happen and these things should happen. And he was into the political aspect of life. And as long as he was in that political aspect of life, he was a useless being. Because that wasn't his real self. That wasn't his real nature. That wasn't who he was inside of himself. Inside of himself, he was brilliant, beautiful, magnificent. He's beyond imagination, as we all are. And whenever he did listen, oh, how wonderful it was. Whenever Shakespeare did listen to the writing, the magnificence within him, how wonderful he wrote. Oh, yes, Muhammad, we read about the great writers who wrote inspirationally. We read about the poets who write inspirationally. We read about the philosophers who write inspirationally. And what do we find about these? What we find about these people is that they take time to be at peace and listen within. And when they listen within, then they have at their fingertips, their pen, their pencil, their computer, their keyboard, and they sit there and their fingers dance over the keyboard and say, wow, isn't this wonderful? The ideas just flood through me and flow through me and are there now. Or they might take out their iPhone and use their iTalk recording device as I am doing here. And say the wonderful things that are in their heart. Just say the magic that's flowing through their mind, through their heart, through their being, through their body, and saying, I'm whole, perfect, I'm fantastic, I'm joyous. Oh, golly Moses, let the flow go. Let the divine in you out. You and I have been sitting on the divine all of our life and saying, tain't so, tain't so. We've been sitting on the divine all of our life and we're saying, it doesn't work that way. We're sitting on the divine and we're saying, other people have this and other people can do this, but we can't. Well, it's frustration that comes when we are not ourselves. And that frustration that comes when we're not ourselves is the frustration of the magic within us waiting to bubble forth, waiting to flow out like a balloon drifting into the atmosphere and being glorious and great. And once it gets so high, then it bursts and it becomes one as all. And it's never lost. Nothing is ever lost. There's nothing, a thought, if you didn't think it, it's not lost. It's still doing its thing. The dream that you had is never lost. It's just doing its thing. And perhaps there are hundreds and thousands and millions of people on earth carrying out your dream, carrying out your thought, carrying out the divine within you as it would speak to you. It speaks to them too, because that's the same divine that's in all of us. And that's the same magic that's within all of us. Some people just choose to listen to it. And some people say, oh, I can't do that. And other people listen to it and misinterpret it. They want it for other purposes than what it's originally planned for. It's originally planned to be faultless. It's originally planned to have no values of right or wrong or good or bad or up or down or in or out. The only purpose for which it is there is to be. And when we listen to the inner voice within ourselves, and instead of getting after the inner voice and chastising it for not doing things or doing things that we don't understand, we flow with it. And the frustration goes away when we flow with the divine within ourselves this wonderful day, now, this instant. And even an instant is too long a time between the beginning and the end, the cause and the effect, the result. And when we take time every day, just 5 or 10 minutes to sit quietly by ourselves, we can be in the garden, we can be on the mountaintop, we can be in the valley, we can be in the cave, we can be in the house, we can be in the theater, we can be in the restaurant, we can be anywhere. We can be driving in our car. And we just take a moment, we're coming to the stop sign, and the stoplight has just turned red, and we stop. So we know it's going to be a few moments, and we say to ourselves, I am divine. I am divine. I am whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I live in my ideal temple, the temple of the living spirit. I am divine. I am divine. I am divine. Cling. There goes the light. Okay. You go on. Those few seconds, those power seconds, those power moments chase away all frustration because we're being ourselves. Oh, we're back to driving the car again. We say we're the ideal chauffeur and we pay attention to what we're doing. And if we have several stoplights that we come to, we don't bemoan the fact that they are red when we come to them or that they're red just as we arrive. We say, wow, another few moments for talking to my divine self. God, I feel great. I feel wonderful. This is my day. This is the day that I have made to do glorious things and wonderful things. I'm living in my fantastic, healthy, beautiful, marvelous body. I am standing with people who think like I do, who act like I do, who live like I do, living in the now, living in their ideal reflection of the goodness that's within them. And yes, it's healing. Okay, off we go again. Those few moments that I dedicate 100% to listening within, talking within, sharing with my divine self. And my divine self reinforces whatever it is that I am thinking about. Because my words are my thoughts. My words are my thoughts. My words are listening to the divine within, and they come out. And they are wonderful, and they're magnificent, and they're uplifting, and they're supportive of my dreams, my goals, my choices, my life. Oh, yes, I live now. You might say, well, that's very human. So what? I live now. Oh, that's very spiritual. So what? I live now. Oh, that's divine. Nice, isn't it? I live now. I live now, and all in my world also live now, because that's how I create myself, and that's how I create them. I create all living now in the most beautiful, fulfilling relationship between myself and the now that I could ever know, that all of us could ever know. Frustration comes only when we are not ourselves. How do we be ourselves? We let go and let the divine in us talk to us. Now, you say, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, I don't want to believe this, I don't want... Oh, yes, you do. That's why you're fighting it. The reason that we fight anything is because that's what our heart really wants to do. That's what our being really wants to do. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to spend my time doing this. I don't want to tie myself down. I don't want to take a responsibility for being myself. I want to run off and free to, like a bird, fly away and come back and do whatever I want. I want to come back to my mama's nest. But mama's nest is never there. Once we're out of mama's nest, we're in our nest, which is the world. We're in our nest, which is the allness, which is the funness, which is ourselves being ourselves. And when every time I dive into the swimming pool, it's a new adventure for me. My body feels the shock of the warm, the shock of the cold, the shock of the water, and I feel, wow, do I feel good? Isn't that marvelous? Yes. And every time it's different, because I'm different. I am changed every moment of my life, not advanced or declined, but I am changed into the marvelous qualities that I am, for I am the allness. And as this allness, I live so fantastically, so joyously, so marvelously, that the allness of life is me, and I am the allness of life. Yes, frustration doesn't have to be in my life. Frustration is in my life only when I do not take the time to listen to me, to listen to the voice within me that says to me, I am good, I am very good, I am wonderful, I am desirable, I am fantastic. Yes, that's what the voice says to me. And the voice says that to me because that's who I am. Now, whether I ever touch the awareness, philosophically or physically or anything else, of the allness of the universe or the isness of the universe or the absolute of the universe or any of those wonderful areas, if I ever touch it, I touch it only from the point of view that says to me, I can do anything I choose to do here on planet Earth, in this body, at this time, in this place, in this now. For I am anything I choose to be right now, without limitation, without any reservation, without any attitude that says it can or cannot be done. It just is, and I accept it. I am that I am, and I like me. And as long as I go around the world saying to myself, I like me, I like me, I like me, every door is open to me to experience the goodness that I am and the goodness that the world is that I created. For all is good and beautiful, all is fantastic, all is joyful, all is without reservation, all is a marvelous, delightful, fantastic experience of good and happiness and peace and joy and right action and truth right now. For I live in the now, and I live by listening within. Accept this for yourself today, because that's your reality, and know it as I know it for me. I love you. 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 I love you.